Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you. Aren't even in the fire, and yet you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you like me, and that I love you. Catch me when I fall. It's a piece of love, and that's why I love you.
Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday. What is going on, guys? I'm like super geeked this Monday morning because we are wrapping up the year, and I have so many amazing things that are going on right now with wrapping up this our year, and I'm super excited. And I hope that you guys have tackled a lot of your goals. Hope that you are not just doing a lot of talking and that you are actually working on some things and you've accomplished some things. And so today's show is just discussing a few things about why you should live and not just exist. And if you think about it, there's a difference. Some of us are just existing. So what does it consist of when you're just existing? You get up every single day and you really have no purpose. You live from paycheck to paycheck, and you complain and you don't do absolutely anything about it. You have been stuck in a position for the last 3 to 6 months. This quarter nothing has changed this quarter from last quarter. No increase has come upon your life, and you are basically content where you are, and you have turned into a complainer that doesn't execute actions. You are just existing. You are not living. To live, you have to change some things. To live, you have to write down the vision of what you want your life to look like. To live, you have to create the life that you actually love. So don't ever feel that you're stuck. Don't ever feel that you have no choice. Don't ever feel that you, right now, that those place and space that you're in, you have to stay there. Don't ever feel that you cannot gain increase over your finances, right? Because a lot of us have become content with where we are and who we are, and we just assume there is no way out. There's absolutely nothing we can do to change our situation at all, right? So that's what I want to talk about today. What are you doing right now? Stop what you're doing right now and ask yourself, what are you doing right now to change your situation so you can live and not just exist? Don't ever get content with anything in your life because it can change if you change your mindset. So, for example, if you're not content with your weight, what have you decided to do about it? Besides get on the phone and call your girlfriends and complain about you can't fit your clothes, what have you decided to do to change the situation about your weight so you can become healthy, not just lose weight so you can become healthy? Have you decided to change your eating habits? Are you writing down what you eat so you can keep track of what you're eating? Have you decided to cut back on some things? Have you joined the gym? Have you joined a boot camp? What are you doing to change that piece of your life that you are not happy with? If you're currently in a job and you are living paycheck to paycheck, right? Because we all know living paycheck to paycheck, it's hard to enjoy life. So then you start to just exist. And you exist because every time you get paid, all your money goes to bills. You have no extra money for vacation. You have no extra money to some of us say to save. But to talking about the saving piece, you can save $10 or $20 for a paycheck and start to build a savings account. So, again, no more excuses of why you are just existing and not living. I want to give you guys an example. Maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I said, I want to go to Paris. I want to go to Dubai. I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Thailand. I want to go to Maldives. You know, I have a whole vision board of all these vacations. And back then, it just looked like something I cut out of a magazine and just threw it on a vision board, and it was never going to happen, right? So I had to start putting some things in place for it to happen. Because if I looked at my circumstances back when I put those visions on that board, it looked like it never was going to happen. But the one thing I did not do is I did not give up. And that's what's really important. You shouldn't give up either. It's really important not to give up. We're going to go quickly to commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hello? Hello?
Train wreck in the morning.